and you put it in deep fry and fry it, and it's really delicious. Uh-huh.
What do you call it if it just has a hole that goes through and then
has a donut.
Okay, okay. What did you say about French?
French donuts.
What's that?
It's, well, you can make them out of biscuits.
Yeah? How's that?
Aren't you, your biscuits, when you get them out of can, right?
Yeah.
All right. You punch a little hole in the side.
Uh-huh.
And you push that all the way in.
Yeah.
And you get this gun and you push on it. Then when you come out, you pinch it.
Uh-huh.
Then you have your deep fryer already hot, your free of grease, and you just barely lay it in there, and then flip it, and bring it right on up, and it just like a fr- and then you put your icing on. We do that all, at camp all the time.
Well, does it come out with a hole in the center?
No.
Does it have a little hollow place inside?
No. It's just where the jelly is at. The jelly settles at the inside.
I get it.
And when you bring it up, well, sometimes they punch it on the top and the jelly squirts out a little bit.
Yeah.
But this way, if you want your jelly roll to stay in,
yeah,
and you want it real smooth and good when you take it out, well, it just, the jelly sets in the middle. It won't move. It won't even melt.
Huh. That's funny. That's great. That sounds good.
But you make it out of biscuits.
We never got that sophisticated. We made donuts all right, but we just made it like from Bisquick, and got a big wad of Bisquick about like this, you know, and drop it in and it'd fry, and that was
the biscuits are cheaper.
Yeah.
And you can fix, well, let's see, we fixed 40 donuts, and all the girls ate them. Now we fixed half, 20.
40 is a lot.
It is, especially when you're standing up there and have to do it.
Yeah.
But out in the open, you just set them out in a big old large kettle with nothing in it, put the lid on them, and it'll keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got that one filled, then you make your jelly. Well, somebody's poking the jelly in there and handing it and put it on a big tray. Then I just sat there with this big long fork and just turn them over, you know.
Yeah.
And the quicker you hurry up and get them out, the more you can get in there.
Yeah.
And those girls says, the other leader says, well, where'd you, Joe, get donuts? And I said, how'd you know we was baking donuts? They said, well, we smelled them from way over there.
Yeah, they'll bring them every time.
And they go, someone's baking donuts or light bread.
Uh-huh.
Because I made light bread out in the open.
Yeah.
I took my yeast and everything with me and put it in a container and took it with me. And then all I did is mix my flour and knead it. And the girls was watching me.
Yeah.
And I said, now how are we going to cook it? The girl says, well, let's make a shiller. I said, okay, let's make one.
Uh-huh.
You get a sheeler.
Uh-huh.
You get a Reynolds wrap.
Yeah.
And you get a long strip.
Yeah.
And you get a twig off of a tree and take all the notches off it and you roll it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Then you make it like a triangle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you put a tray up there.
Yeah.
And the fire's underneath.
Yeah.
And with the glare of the fire, we'll heat those biscuits.
Yeah. We used to do that. We used to call it a reflector oven.
Uh-huh, but that's what the girls called it, you know. Let's have something different of a name.
Yeah.
So that's what they named it, and that stuck.
Yeah.
And everybody says, well, you see what they're doing? They don't even have to worry about cooking.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we cooked the hard way.
Yeah,
but it was better
that's
food.
That's good. Boy, it's good stuff.
Oh, it
see,
is.
See, when you go to, like, y'all have Dunkin' Donuts here? When you go there and you get one that's twisted, you know, what do you call
that? Yeah, they call them twisters.
Okay. If you get one that's just long, what do you call that?
A regular straight jelly roll.
Okay. And if you get one that, you know, there are two kinds, basically. There's the kind that just kind of crumbles like cake when you break it. There's another kind that you have to sort of pull apart. You know, it's more like bread.
Yeah.
Do you have a different name for those two kinds?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I never hardly ever buy anything. I always bake everything.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you call those things that you have? You may have mentioned this yesterday, and I can't remember. Did you have for breakfast sometimes, and you put butter on them, and then
toast?
And then like
waffles.
Stack of them.